إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد أرحب بكم جميعا في درس الليلة وهو في التوحيد سنواصل مراجعتنا لهذا الموضوع المهم جدا الذي يهم كل مسلم ومسلمة موضوع التوحيد. I will come all of you once again. We continue reviewing together these basics about التوحيد. Keep in mind once again as a reminder that التوحيد is the most important topic in the life of every Muslim male or female. We always spend some time to study the Tawheed, to review it, to act upon it. This is a topic unlike any others. There is a lot of things that are important in our lives. This is the first. We give priority to Tawheed and to the Aqeedah. Without Tawheed, nothing will be of any benefit for us. Tawheed guarantees success, prosperity, amen, security. And what the Muslims are going through, unfortunately, and it's a sad reality these days, what the Muslims are going through, because they have not given importance to this topic, Tawheed, illa min rahim Allah. Except from those who Allah has mercy on them and they know the importance of Tawheed. So it is very important for us when we come to the classes of Tawheed and Aqeedah, or when we listen, whether on CDs or lectures or on the phone or iPad or you're in a lecture or seminar, once this topic is mentioned, as a reminder, once again, we have to open our hearts before we open our ears. We have to open our hearts for this topic. And our minds, not just the body presence, but we have to focus, pay attention. That's what makes the difference. And of course, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ikhlas, sincerity, why we seek knowledge and why applying the knowledge and why disseminating the knowledge for those of us who have the ability to do so. مر معنا الغاية من خلق العباد أن الله خلقنا لغاية عظيمة. In a previous class we learned the reason behind our creation, why Allah created us. Who remind us? Why Allah created the jinn and the human being, Akasha?
To worship
him. To worship him. هل الجواب صحيح? Is his answer correct? Just say yes or no. I just want to know too, because if one person answered, I want to know if the other people have the same answer. Akasha, maybe they didn't hear you. Why Allah created us?
To worship Him.
الجواب صحيح or لا or كامل or غير نعم أخي محمد.
To worship Him alone.
To
to worship him alone. He said that too. He said that right after. To worship him alone. Okay, and not to associate with him any partners. أحسنت. وكذلك علمنا معنى العبادة. من يذكرنا بمعنى العبادة؟ ما معنى العبادة؟ Likewise, another class will learn, since Allah created us to worship him alone, so we learn the definition of worship. What is the definition of worship? ما معنى العبادة؟ العبادة نعم العبادة اسم جامع لكل محمد العبادة ارفع صوتك من فضلك أحسنت العبادة اسم جامع لكل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه لكن غير تام it's not complete أي نعم حسن
أعمال وأقوال
من الأقوال والأعمال وكذلك غير تام not complete yet أحسنت الظاهرة والباطنة remember ظاهرة باطنة أي نعم. من يعيد يا لقمان أعيد من فضلك العبادة لكل ما يحبه الظاهرة والباطنة أحسنت وكذلك من يعيد اسمان العبادة اسم جامع ويرضاه من الأقوال والأعمال الظاهرة والباطنة English What is worship? What was the definition of worship? Is a comprehensive term that includes what? Every thing that Allah loves and pleased with from statements and actions. Apparent and hidden. هذا هو العبادة. والعبادة هل يجوز صرف شيء منها لغير الله؟ هل يجوز صرف شيء من العبادة لغير الله؟ Is it permissible to devote an act of worship or some for other than Allah? لا لا يجوز. وماذا يسمى من عبد غير الله؟ The one who devote actions of worship for other than Allah, who is that person? يسمى المشرك لأنه أشرك بالله لأنه يشرك بالله ولا ينفعه صلاة ولا صوم إذا أشرك بالله الشرك الأكبر لا ينفعه لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء إلا أن يتوب هذا الشخص ويقلع عن الشرك الأكبر ويتوب إلى الله توبة النصوح ويموت على التوحيد يحقق التوحيد ويموت عليه خالصا لله If a person dies upon shirk, major shirk, Allah does not forget major shirk. Because Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ Allah does not forgive shirk. Partners be associated with him in worship, but he forgives anything else lesser than it, to whom he wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person dies upon shirk, no other deeds will be of a benefit for that person. لهذا يتبين ويتضح خطورة الشرك ولهذا حذر منه كل نبي وكل رسول ويحذر منه العلماء الذين هم على الجادة For this you know how important or actually how dangerous this sin this great sin, the greatest of sins actually. أعظم الذنوب أعظم الكبائر والشرك بالله. لما سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked in the hadith what is the greatest of all sins, he says الشرك بالله. If someone died upon it, Allah does not forgive this, but he forgave anything else less than it to whom he will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if a person repents in this life, somebody was upon shirk, alhamdulillah, they Allah grant them tawfiq and they repent and they turn to tawheed and establish the tawheed sincerely for Allah without mixing it with shirk, and they die upon it, that's a good for them. Now, وكذلك في الدرس الدروس الماضية مر معنا أنواع التوحيد كم هي أنواع التوحيد. Likewise in the previous classes we learned the aspects of التوحيد. How many are they؟ نعم صالح.
ثلاثة.
ما هي؟
توحيد الربوبية، توحيد الألوهية، توحيد الأسماء والصفات.
أحسنت. هو كذلك. نعم. بالإنجليزي؟ English. نعم أكاشا. There are three aspects of Tawheed. أحسنت. What are they?
توحيد
الربوبية.
توحيد
الألوهية. توحيد الألوهية وكذلك يسمى توحيد العبادة. نعم.
توحيد الأسماء والصفات.
أحسنت. وتوحيد الأسماء والصفات. نعم. من يعرف توحيد الربوبية؟ ما هو توحيد الربوبية؟ ما هو توحيد الربوبية؟ نعم حسن.
الله خالق و الله.
قبل ذلك. Before this statement there's another statement. نعم صالح.
هو الإيمان الكامل والاعتقاد الكامل بأن الله هو الخالق.
قبل ذلك. نعم عمر.
هو توحيد الله بأفعاله.
هو توحيد. أحسنت. وكذلك هو توحيد الله بأفعاله. أي بأفعاله هو سبحانه وتعالى. ثم ماذا يعني هذا؟ ماذا يعني؟ ماذا يعني يا صالح؟
الاعتقاد الكامل بأن الله.
أحسنت. الاعتقاد بأن الله. نعم حسن. هو
خالق.
See how you all now bring the three of you brought the right answer. الحمد لله. إذن توحيد الربوبية هو توحيد الله بأفعاله سبحانه وتعالى. وماذا يعني هذا؟ يعني أن الاعتقاد بأن الله هو الخالق الرازق المحيي المميت وغيرها من أفعال الله سبحانه وتعالى. In English now. What is the meaning of توحيد الربوبية, the توحيد of Lordship? You can read from your notes too. Especially for you, Muhammad. I cannot read your notes. That's Bosnian, right? I can say a couple words. Kukasi, Dobrasa, Ochi Ochi. Ochi kuchi, Allahu Akbar. Naam. But I cannot read your Saddam. Ochi kuchi mean you don't study at home, right?
Yes.
The homework.
Yes.
Ahsant.
In Bosnia?
You want to say it in Bosnia? Okay, go ahead, let's hear it. What's the meaning of, what's the Tawheed al-Rububiyyah in Bosnian? Yes.
Vjerovati da Allah only.
Giro?
Vjerovati. Yadini
Vlada. Vjerovati Allah Yadina Lada.
Yadini
Vladat.
Yeah.
I may be saying something else. Yeah, I'm gonna stop here. Alhamdulillah. Now in English?
Single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in lordship.
By his actions.
Yeah.
Ahsant. And it means what, Luqman?
It means that Allah.
Huh?
The creator.
That you believe that Allah is alone the creator. The one who creates and provides, maintains his creation, he alone causes life and death. And the, to the other actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هل يكفي سؤال آخر هل يكفي توحيد الربوبية ليدخل المرء في الإسلام؟ نعم صالح. لا يكفي. سنرجع إليك. Is it permissible, is it enough for a person who believes in the Lordship to enter into Islam and become a Muslim? نعم عمر.
لا.
ها؟ لا. أحسنت. لماذا صالح؟ لماذا؟
لأن في القرآن مثل قريش كانوا يؤمنون بالله
بتوحيد الربوبية. أحسنت. وكذلك عمر give me an example why why is not enough
like you said like the Quraysh they believe in the
Tawhid. أحسنت. An example that Quraysh, the pagans of Quraysh in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they believed in Tawhid al-Rububiyya. We have so many ayats when they are asked who created the heavens and the earth, who created them, who caused life and death, who sent down rain from the heaven, from the skies. They never say this idol or the other, or this tree or that stone, or this rock. No, they say Allah. But was it enough for them to become the Muslims? No, they're not. It's not enough. Tayyib, what they were missing? What they were missing? Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, and that's our class tonight, inshallah. Musta'iddun? Musta'iddun? ماذا يعني مستعدون? Huh? Ready? You for real, you're ready?
Inshallah.
Tayyib, inshallah. Be ready so you can be ready. Alright? طيب. توحيد الألوهية الدرس الخامس مرة أخرى من مقرر الصف الرابع الابتدائي. The fifth class from the curriculum of the fourth grade elementary school in Saudi Arabia schools. طيب. Just to remind you what young kids in that country they learn. طيب. النوع الثاني من أنواع التوحيد توحيد الألوهية. So the second aspect from the aspects of توحيد is the توحيد الألوهية. وهو توحيد الله تعالى بأفعال العباد كالدعاء يعني أن هذه أنواع العبادة كلها لله تفرد لله سبحانه وتعالى كالدعاء والنذر والنحر والرجاء الخوف والرغبة والرهبة والإنابة والاستعانة والاستعادة والتعظيم إلى غير ذلك من أنواع العبادة الصلاة والجهاد والصوم والحج. It's to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is now through the actions of the servants, meaning that they devote all actions only for Allah. That's what it means. No one deserves any of these actions to be devoted for. Not even a single one of them. Every single act of worship has to be performed for Allah alone. Salat, Hajj, Umrah, fasting, Zakat, and they mentioned Dua, Nadr, vows and oaths, Nahar, the slaughter, you slaughter for Allah, Khawf, Raja, hope, fear, repentance, returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking help, seeking refuge, and the like. Glorification and the like. All this is for Allah. These are acts of worship that has to be done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهذا النوع من أنواع التوحيد هو الذي وقع فيه النزاع في قديم الدهر وحديثه بين الرسل وأممهم. And this is why there was a conflict between the messengers and their people. From the first messenger until the last one of them. This is why they have conflicts. Not because of Tawheed al-Rububiyya, but because of this one, Tawheed al-Ibadah. They give one example of the dua being al-Ibadah. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة غافر الآية 60 وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم ان الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين سيدخلون جهنم غافرين داخرين. طيب في الصوره غافر what do you know about it? You can give me something about غافر. For instance, it's where is it in the book of Allah? Number what? Between what and what? That could now Muhammad. Sarah number 40, Ahsan. Between what? Number 39 and 41. What's 41?
Fusilat.
And what's 38?
39.
38. Sad. And what's 37? Asafat. And what's 40? Ghafir. Ghafir. And what's 39? Az-Zumar. Nah. Tayyib. So here in what ayah we mention again in Surah Ghafir? 60. In Surah 40, okay? And your Lord said, invoke me. Okay? I will respond to your invocation. Verily those who scorn my worship, i.e. do not invoke me and do not believe in my oneness, in Islamic monotheism, they will surely enter hell in humiliation. فتوحيد الألوهية يسمى أيضا توحيد العبادة هو الذي لأجله أرسلت الرسل وأنزلت الكتب وكل رسول يبدأ دعوته لقومه بالأمر به كل رسول يبدأ دعوته لقومه بالأمر به كما قال نوح وهود وصالح وشعيب عليهم الصلاة والسلام يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره كما في سورة الأعراف. توحيد الألوهية it's also is called توحيد العبادة توحيد of worship توحيد of worship توحيد العبادة if you hear توحيد العبادة it's also that's what it means توحيد الألوهية it means the توحيد of worship and this is why all of the messengers they were sent and the books were revealed. Every single messenger began his da'wah when he called his people, called you to this tawheed. Before they called them to do this, don't do this, stay away from this, this is okay, this is haram, this is halal, no, they called them to tawheed. Every single messenger, when he started his da'wah and his call, he calls the people to this. Tawheed, that they worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that all actions of worship has to be for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا هو منهج الأنبياء في الدعوة إلى الله. This is the methodology of the prophets and the messengers, عليهم الصلاوات, in calling to Allah, and our noble scholars, they have worked, alhamdulillah, as related to this point. And we can refer you to one of the very important books of our noble Shaykh, يرحمك الله, العلامة Shaykh Al-Walid, Abi Muhammad Rabi'a bin Hadi Al-Madkhali, his very important book, Manhaj Al-Anbiya fi Da'wah ila Allah, the methodology of the Prophet's calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the methodology? That's it, Tawheed. First thing they call to is Tawheed. We have an example in Surah Nuh. We have in Ayah 59, 65, and 85, Nuh, Hud, Salih, Shu'ayb, alayhi salatu wasalam, every one of them said to his people, O people, O my people, worship Allah. You have no true God but He, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have no true God but He, subhanahu wa ta'ala. والدعاء من أعظم صور التوحيد والعبادة ولهذا قال سبحانه وتعالى في الآية في سورة غافر إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي أي عن دعائي بدليل قوله في أول الآية أدعوني and دعاء is one of the great acts of worship that highlight توحيد أي نعم التوحيد Okay? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayah 16 Surah Ghafir, He says, Verily, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي Verily those who scorn my worship. Meaning my dua. Worship meaning, do not invoke me. Do not call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the dua in this ayah. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي علماء التفسير يقول عن دعائي
So it's very important. That's why you find in a previous class, and the ulama in many time when they talk about tawheed, and they talk also they warn against shirk, usually they give us an example, they choose dua. They don't choose salat or fasting, because you find some people who upon shirk still pray and fast. No, they mention dua. Because sometimes you find certain people, they say they're Muslims, because they say La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They fast every Ramadan. They pray maybe every single salat. Okay, but then they go to a grave of a dead person and invoke the dead in the grave instead of invoking Allah. That's why they point out this, because this is one of the biggest mistakes that certain people who say they are upon Islam, who don't understand really Tawheed and the Shirk correctly. So here is, they pray. And if you ask them, you pray to the grave, they say, A'udhu Billah. Salat is for Allah alone, you see. When they fast, they say, so you just fast Ramadan? Yes. For that person in the grave, they say, Astaghfirullah. What are you talking about? It's for Allah, okay. This is Ramadan. Then he said, well, what about the dua? Why you go and say, Ya Zainab, Ya Hussein, Ya Zaylani? Why? Well, they're like, well, you know what, man, those were nice people, good people. No. That's not a good answer. Same way, tell them, SubhanAllah, fasting is a ibadah. Salat is a ibadah. Dua is a ibadah. So why you devote salat and fasting for Allah and dua for somebody in the grave? Yes, can't do this. All for Allah. Not some for Allah and some for other than Allah. No, that's not tawheed. And this is how we talk to them. And those who Allah wants good for them, they will say it, because sometimes people do action, don't even pay attention to them. Because keep in mind, certain Muslims, they just grow up in an environment, Sufi environment, for example. And Sufiya equals ignorance. Actually, it's worse than ignorance. At least if a person is ignorant, that's easy to teach, right or wrong. An ignorant person, he don't know, he says, come here, you know how this? I don't know. Alright, I'm going to teach you how. Bismillah, he take it from you. But now these people have shubha. Sufiya already taught them tawheed, something else. Okay? So now, when you come and teach them, they look at it, because the shubha is already in their minds. That's why the ulama, he says, وَالشُّبُهَاتُ تَصُدُّ عَنِ الْعِلْمِ النَّافِعِ الشبهات تصد عن العلم النافع. Doubtful matters prevent a person from accepting beneficial knowledge. Why he reject beneficial knowledge? Because he has shubha. It's something already in his mind telling him, no, no, no. He contradicts with what's already in his mind. So you have to clean his mind. You know? You gotta, subhanAllah, you gotta clean that trunk from junk. You wanna put something nice in it. You know? Or just like trash in there, and you wanna put something nice in it, some white thobe in there. Like, you can't, you gotta clean it. Likewise, these people, that's why Shaykh al-Albani rahmahu ta'ala always mentioned this very important principle, tasfiyya wa tarbiyya, tasfiyya wa tarbiyya. You gotta filter what the people have and they've been receiving for all these years. You gotta have a filter, man. Look, you gotta filter. You know, it's not everything mixed together can go through. No, you have a filter, only water go through. Gravel, rocks, broken pieces of whatever, glass, you're not gonna go through. And then you cultivate the people. After you clear these doubts and misconceptions, you cultivate them. You don't just come to someone and say, oh, this is bad. Okay, what is right? I don't know yet. I didn't get to the chapter yet. Now, you're going to tell them this is wrong, but this is how you do it the right way. I know. Sometimes the people, they just go to someone and say, hey, what you're doing is a bid'ah. Sometimes the person say to him, okay, teach me the sunnah. Oh, I don't know. So how you know this is a bid'ah if you don't even know what the sunnah is? You see? So it's very important. And you don't even go to a person and say, hey, what you're doing is a bid'ah. No, teach them the sunnah and they will know what they're doing is not the sunnah. And then, inshaAllah ta'ala, this is, you got to use the hikmah and usloob al-tayyib. Nah. Tayyib, ikhwan, al-as'ila al-an. No more al-as'ila, so we can go to Tawheed al-asma wa-sifat, inshaAllah, okay? Al-as'ila, three as'ila. عرف توحيد الألوهية. من يعرف لنا توحيد الألوهية؟ ما هو توحيد الألوهية؟ نعم صالح.
هو إفراد الله عز وجل بأفعال العباد.
أحسنت. مثال ك
الصلاة، الصوم، الجهاد إلى آخره من كل
الدعاء الخشية. أي نعم أحسنت. طيب جواب جيد. What is the definition and the meaning of توحيد الألوهية؟ The meaning of توحيد الألوهية. نعم أخي. Ahsant, that all actions of worship has to be devoted for Allah alone. All the actions of the servants, actions of worship performed by the servants, regardless who they are, where they come from, then what country they come from, what race, they, every single one of those people, they have to devote any action for Allah alone, such as actions of worship. Give me one we mentioned in this class, yeah, beside those three.
Dua.
Vibiha, slaughter. No, that's it. I cannot. And what else? Some of the other ibadat, yaqwan. Now, Hassan.
Raghba,
rahba. إنابة. أحسنت. استعانة، استغاثة، استغاثة، استعادة. أحسنت. استعانة، استعاذة، استغاثة، استحاضة. No. I'm asking question. Why not استحاضة؟
I don't know what it means.
أحسنت. That's a good answer. Who knows? Because he said استعانة، استغاثة. Isti'adha. I said, let me throw this. Isti'adha. It's not an act of worship. What is it? Isti'adha. Who knows what isti'adha, Luqman?
Something related to, you know, woman's blood.
Ahsant. Is it something related to women's blood? The blood that comes out of the women. And it's not the blood of menses. Sometimes women, they may be sick, ill. And blood continue to flow from them, that's called istihada. I just want to put that so you don't like go like, oh yeah, istihada, isti'ana, istihada. There is another term, istihala. That's not, okay? Alright, istihala is a term that the fuqaha, the jurists, the ulama of jurisprudence, the ulama of jurisprudence, not the jurist. You can say jurist? Okay, the ulama of jurisprudence, they use is when, for example, a substance that is receives some treatment or something, and it changed to different, completely different substance. They call it istihala. That's istihala with the ha. طيب. And there is istiqama. Okay, right or wrong? So this is different. ثانيا ما أول شيء تدعو الرسل أقوامهم إليه. ما أول شيء تدعو الرسل أقوامهم إليه. What is the first thing that the messengers call their people to? Pray. Don't drink alcohol. نعم وكاشا. توحيد الألوهية, which means. Ahsan, to worship none but Allah. Huwa kadhalik. That's the first thing all messengers call their people to, that they should worship Allah alone. Okay? Worship Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. اذكر خمس عبادات من افعال العباده يجب صرفها لله وحده. Who can bring five acts of worship that the people should perform and they should be all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Five acts of worship. Ma Muhammad.
Salat.
Zakat. Siyam.
حج ها عمره هيك عثمان another five ها الذبيحة الذبح الذبح اها he said حج give me another five الذبح he said number we see huh? number two الدعاء أحسنت الاستعانة تومو رمزي أعين أخاك
قال الذبح
نعم أعد ماذا قال أحسنت ماذا قال ماذا قال
الذبح
استعانة
واستخارة
الاستعانة الاستخارة ما قال استخارة أنت قلت ستعيد since he said you want to repeat what he said so repeat what he said yes he says الذبح he says الاستعانة what is the third one he says أعيد أزمان what is the third one he says الدعاء التسبيح جهاد نعم طيب أبو بكر five ask five types of عبادة they have to be performed only for Allah other than what they said or you can repeat what they said and mix it up with new things and you may come up with 13 or 15 Inshallah, it's okay, you can do that. Al-Dhabh, slaughter. Al-Dua. Jihad. Fasting, Siyam. As-Salat. Aina. Gult as-Salat? You say Salat in the first? As-Salat. Okay. طيب. نذهب إلى توحيد الأسماء والصفات. We move to توحيد الأسماء والصفات. It's clear توحيد الألوهية. الحمد لله. طيب. توحيد الأسماء والصفات الدرس السادس. وهو النوع الثالث من أنواع التوحيد. توحيد الأسماء والصفات هو النوع الثالث من أنواع التوحيد. We're going to learn now توحيد الأسماء والصفات. It is the third aspect from the aspects of توحيد. The توحيد. Related to the beautiful names and the lofty attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ماذا يعني توحيد الأسماء والصفات؟ هو الإيمان بكل ما ورد في القرآن الكريم والأحاديث الصحيحة. هو الإيمان بكل ما ورد في القرآن الكريم والأحاديث الصحيحة من أسماء الله وصفاته. التي وصف بها نفسه أو وصفه بها رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم على الحقيقة واعتقاد أن الله ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير The meaning of توحيد الأسماء والصفات briefly in the basics is to believe in all what in the Qur'an, found in the Qur'an and in the sound narrations of the Prophet ﷺ as related to the names and the attributes of Allah. That's what it means. When he's, if you believe, what is the meaning of Tawheed al-Asma wa-Sifat? That you have to believe in every single name and attributes that are found in the Qur'an and in the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. Every name that Allah has named for Himself. Whatever Allah has affirmed for Himself from names and attributes, whether in the Quran or in the sound Sunnah that the Prophet ﷺ affirmed for Him in the Sunnah, upon the Haqiqah, upon its reality. Okay? And you believe with that, while affirming these names and attributes for Allah, with that, you believe that nothing likes unto Allah.
Because Allah has affirmed for himself a face. So shaitan, the real shaitan, or maybe shayateen of the human being, may come to you and say, wait a minute, how are you going to affirm a face for Allah and the people have face? So now you're likening Allah to the creation. You cannot do that. Allah have affirmed for himself a hand. Then somebody may come to you and say, how are you going to affirm hands for Allah and people have hands? So now you're falling into this evil of likening and resembling Allah. That's why it's very important. You affirm only for Allah what Allah have affirmed for himself in his book Al-Quran, or his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has affirmed for him in his sound narrations, by believing that nothing resembles Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Surah, ماذا? Shura. آية رقم إِلَّا فِلَا 11. أحسنت. قال الله تعالى, who can give me another ayah or ayat as a proof to this beside the ayah in Surah Al-Shura? نعم. أحسنت. To him belong the beautiful names. ونعم. What else? أحسنت. قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد. لم يلد ولم يولد. نعم. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. أحسنت. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. الله الصمد. لم يلد ولم يولد. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. He has no co-equal. He has no one that comparable to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or this is the Surah Al-Ikhlas. And also, as the brother Usama, right? Usama says, جَزَاكَ خَيْرٌ وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 180. وَذَلُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. To Allah belongs the beautiful names. Call upon Him with them. Use His name. So when you call, say, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Ghafur, كذا. نعم. وقال تعالى, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. نعم. Questions?
Huh?
أي نعم كذلك. أحسنت. So now the points of benefits in this class is that, number one, يجب الإيمان بأسماء الله وصفاته. It is an obligation to believe in the names and attributes of Allah. It's not a choice whether you believe or not. It is an obligation that we believe in the names and the attributes of Allah. Number two, the point of benefit number two, أن أسماء الله وصفاته تعرف من القرآن الكريم والأحاديث الصحيحة على فهم السلف الصالح. That the names of Allah and His attributes are known through the Quran and the sound Sunnah, أحاديث of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, with the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih. This is very important. We affirm for Allah only what He has affirmed for Himself from names and attributes, whether in His book Al-Qur'an Al-Azim, or those names and attributes that were affirmed for Him by His Messenger, our beloved Messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but with the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih, not the understanding of the Qadariyya, Mu'tazila, Khawarij, Jahmiyya, Asha'ira, and the like. No. Understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih. Number three, أسماء الله كلها حسنى وهي كثيرة. منها الصمد البارئ السميع البصير الرحمن الرحيم. وله صفات كثيرة, منها الرحمة القوة الحكمة الحياة العزة العلم إلى غير ذلك. The third point of benefit, that the names of Allah are many. That the names of Allah are all beautiful. And they are many. Many names. And from them, As-Samad, Al-Bari, As-Sami', Al-Basir, Al-Rahman, Al-Rahim. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many attributes. From them, Al-Rahmah. That's an attribute. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, these are the names. Ar-Rahmah is the attribute, Al-Sifa. Al-Quwwah. Al-Hikmah. Al-Hayat. Al-Izzah. Al-Ilm. The third point of benefit, or fourth actually, لا يجوز أن يشبه المسلم صفات الله بصفات المخلوقين. فالله أعلى وأجل قال ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. It is strictly forbidden and therefore not permissible for the Muslim to liken or resemble the attributes of Allah to those of the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing like unto Allah. And He is a Samir al-Basir. خامساً ينبغي للمسلم أن يدعو الله بأسمائه الحسنى فيقول مثلاً يا رحمن يا تواب يا غفور اغفر ذنبي وهكذا. Number five, it is incumbent upon the Muslim to call upon Allah by using His beautiful names. You don't just say, give me. He says better to say, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, Ya Tawwab, Ya Ghafoor, Ighfir Dhanbi, forgive my sins. So use the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نعم الآن الأسئلة طيب الأسئلة الآن The questions of this class. أولا من أين تعرف أسماء الله وصفاته من أين تعرف أسماء الله وصفاته نعم
من القرآن الكريم وصحيح السنة
وصحيح السنة أحسنت
نعم. فهم السلف الصالح
أحسنت على فهم السلف الصالح من أين تعرف أسماء الله وصفاته نعم أخونا صالح
من القرآن الكريم والحديث الصحيحة على فهم السلف الصالح
أحسنت على فهم السلف الصالح لقمان من أين تعرف أسماء الله لقمان لقمان
أوه.
تريد أن تجيب You want to answer عبد الرحمن
no.
طيب جزاك الله خير نعم لقمان من أين تعرف أسماء الله وصفاته أحسنت هو كذلك. Where do you, how do you know the names and the of Allah? How? Where do you take them? نعم عكاشة.
From the Quran.
From the Quran. The sound Sunnah. Of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. With the understanding of who?
السلف الصالح.
Okay عكاشة. Who are the Salaf al-Salih? Ahsan, the first three generations and whoever followed them upon that good. They are the first three generations and whoever followed them upon that good. Now,
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
السؤال الثاني عدد ما تعرفه من أسماء الله. This question we're gonna leave it for you, inshallah. You go home, write down on a piece of paper all the names you know of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See how much names can you write down from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. السؤال الثالث كذلك ماذا ما تعرفه من صفات الله. Likewise, you add to that, question number 3, you write down all what you know from the attributes of Allah. So you write down what you know from the names of Allah and the attributes of Allah. Now, first of all, you write what you know, and then you can search, yes. You can search computer, but you have to take them. Is the computer one of the soundest things, the source? Where do you take them from? Huh? The Quran and the Sunnah. So you don't just take them from the computer. What do you take from the computer? In the Quran and the Sunnah. So you go to the computer, if you don't find names in the Quran and the Sunnah, you go to the computer. That's what you're saying? Huh? No, that's not what you're saying. Because that's a big mistake for us. If we don't find a name or an attribute in the Quran and the Sunnah, we go to the computer. You go to the computer and you take from the computer only if there is a Quran, if there is some of the hadith that give you, or statements of the ulama, books of known scholars. Okay? Because the computer is very dangerous. And now there is websites. Even though their names are names that really deceive you, but they are websites of the Shia, Al-Rawafid, many of them. There are websites of the Mu'tazila, Khawarij, Ash'aris. So if you don't know, you just go, oh, mashallah, everything that looks Islam, and they have beautiful Allah name in here in the corner, and this is it. No, you got to be careful. When it comes to the computers, you have to know what are the websites that are sound websites. Don't just, that's the mistakes how certain people they fall into. They just go to the computer, any website, just because it talks about Islam, they grab it and start learning and fell in love with it, and then they get themselves in trouble. Aynam, as Abdul Rahman is showing me right now, it is a book, a good book, see? The beautiful names and attributes of Allah. Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen. Okay? Al-Qawa'id al-Mutla fi sifat Allah ta'ala wa asma'i al-Husna. Okay? Alhamdulillah. See, that's a good source, Okash. You have that book home? I think you can download it from PDF.
No.
On the internet. Sheikh bin Uthaymeen. He has a book that he explained the names and the attributes of Allah. That's a beautiful book. We should all be reading that book, inshallah, okay? رابعاً هل يجوز أن نشبه المخلوق بالخالق وما الدليل? Is it permissible for us to liken the creator to the creation? And what is your proof? نعم صالح.
لا شريك ليس كمثله شيء.
أحسن. لا لأن الله يقول ليس كمثله شيء والسميع البصير. Because Allah says, now we cannot do that because Allah says nothing. Like unto Him, He is a Samir Basir. بأي شيء ندعو الله? آخر سؤال. بأي شيء ندعو الله? Last question. What do we use to call upon Allah? His names, and His names, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد على آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله. نكمل غدا.